The Senate today inched closer to a final vote on a bill to make the biggest changes in Medicare since the program's creation. News analyst Daniel Shore says the Medicare bill and the energy bill that's also before the Senate contain plenty of political favors to go around.
The congressional debates about energy and Medicare illustrate how far the institutions of the pork barrel and the lobbyist have come. The pork barrel is no longer simply a favor like a post office in a congressman's home district. It can today involve huge monetary favors to political supporters. The lobbyist, once someone who patrolled the lobbies to buttonhole legislators, has graduated to big K Street firms, deploying campaign money along with their arguments. The influence wielders are now playing in the big leagues. The energy bill, blocked for now by a Senate filibuster, would provide nearly $24 billion over 10 years in tax breaks for oil, gas, and other energy producers. Many of the beneficiaries of government largesse are also big contributors to political campaigns. The Washington Post calculates that more than 36 major Bush contributors stand to gain from the energy bill. Big lobbies have also had spectacular success in the drafting of the Medicare bill, which is burgeoned from its original idea of helping the elderly pay for prescription drugs. Built into the 681-page bill is $125 billion over 10 years in subsidies for the health industry and related businesses. There are in the bill benefits for doctors, for hospitals, for managed health organizations. The lobbies that won these goodies were the American Medical Association, and lobbies for pharmaceuticals, for business, for HMOs, for hospitals. Where in this high-powered mix of health care providers was the lobby for the consumers? That should have been the 35 million member AARP, but the AARP had other fish to fry. No longer only an advocate for the elderly, the AARP is itself in the insurance business, and it endorsed the administration bill. All of this reminds me of the book that my late friend Philip Stern wrote 15 years ago. It was titled, The Best Congress Money Can Buy. This is Daniel Shore.